The Traveler's Journal, June 22nd. Sailing in sunshine on Sylt. The Frisian Islands are Northern Europe's equivalent of Cape Cod or the Outer Banks, a string of sandy barriers strung along the coast of the North Sea. Warmed by the Gulf Stream, they've attracted vacationers for seaside cures since Victorian times. Most are laid-back places, but in recent decades, one has become the summer place to be and be seen. Sylt is a narrow, pickaxe-shaped sand strip 24 miles north to south, situated right at Germany's border with Denmark. The streets of Vesterland, Sylt's only real city, are lined with branches of Germany's choicest shops. There's a casino and a rich selection of restaurants, including several that boast a Michelin star or two. Nearby, in swank exclusive enclaves such as Kampen and Kaitum, costly thatched roof cottages cluster around open, wild rose-covered commons. Kampen, in particular, is known as a retreat for artists and writers, much like Provincetown on Cape Cod. At the other extreme, List, situated on Sylt's northern tip, is still a sleepy seaside village, featuring a small amusement park and ferry boats to Denmark. But Sylt's main attraction is always its seashore. In fact, the island's western coastline is one long sandy beach, and its eastern edge is a range of steep, shifting dunes, unlike any other in Europe. Swept constantly by sea winds, Sylt's air also has a reputation for purity. Some vacationers go there just to breathe. Others come to take long walks through the high dunes, or ride bikes along the quiet roads that lace through the island's heather-covered interior. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.